On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Thanks for tuning in live. I'm George Adair. We do this show every Wednesday at noon. You can also catch it online at ksro.com or go to our Facebook page. We have information about our guests, previous shows, upcoming shows. Mm-hmm. It's on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. That's my page. So Bay Equity, of course, is a local lender. It's where I work. And so if you're interested in purchasing a home or refinancing, give us a call. We'll help you explore your options at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. That's not the number to the station.
Nope.
Call if you want to have a confidential conversation about your own situation.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I guess big news.
Yes.
Is the Measure C.
The election, right.
Mm-hmm. The election, special election.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any other measures? I'm not there a Santa Rosa
two.
Resident, so.
Yeah, there was two, at least two. For Santa Rosa, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, what were the results?
That Measure C did not pass.
It failed.
Yep.
Close margins, I was reading. I just, you know, read a couple high bullet points. I should probably start playing with that. I was just reading some high-level bullet points on it, and it was like a 48 to 52 in favor of failing, mm-hmm. I guess, and did not pass. Measure C, for those of you not keeping up, was a big effort to implement rent control. But the effort missed the mark. I definitely didn't get behind it. Rent control, I think the economics of it are, it's more of a political issue than it is an economic issue. Lots of research has been done. There's been towns and communities that have implemented it and suffered the consequences of rent control. Do you know why? The main issue? The main issue is that you end up with a cap on how much rent can go up. That's what rent control is. And that might not keep up with the cost of keep maintaining the home.
Right.
The real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I say real estate. Because this really didn't apply to houses.
No, it was multifamily.
Multifamily, you know, over five units, houses built
before a certain time.
Before 1995.
Right.
And the numbers are that it only impacted 20% of housing in Santa Rosa. So it just missed a lot of marks here. It didn't cover where a majority of the pain is felt. A majority of the pain is felt in single family residences, one mm-hmm. to four units. The pain is felt on a cross section of issues with low income housing and moderate income housing, and people just didn't feel this addressed that issue.
Right, but it was a close vote, and I think that indicates that housing is tough for a lot of people, and that it is a big issue, and that affordable housing and having new construction is you know those are the issues that people are concerned about, have being able to afford a home.
I see it all the time. People just people that make a lot of money really can't feel like they can afford a house. So what happens is you have median income and median home prices.
Right.
And median home prices have outpaced the growth of median income yeah. tremendously. Is that putting a hard stop? It's really not. What it's doing is it's causing a lot of confusion in the marketplace. But it's also causing people to look outside of their areas
right.
of Santa Rosa and start looking at heading north,
mm-hmm.
Heading towards Solana County and Vallejo and Fairfield and Vacaville.
Mm-hmm.
It's also causing people to look again at Lake County.
Right.
And we're joined today by Scott Nickmeyer. He's the Association Executive of the Lake County Association of Realtors. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, George. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, well, thanks so much. You know, Scott, we were just talking about the failed measure in Santa Rosa, Measure C. I'm not sure if you followed that very closely.
Not that particular one, but in general, you know, we always have our eyes out for rent control measures.
Sure. And, of course, I think the issue here that we're segueing into this conversation is that there's folks that just can't afford to live in Sonoma County. And Lake County, of course, is a great alternative, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It's reasonably priced, and there's availability in the market, so it's worth taking a look at.
It is. Can you give us an update on the Lake County market?
Yeah, the current median price, selling price year-to-date's $225,000. That's down slightly from the 2016 median of $235,000.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's flat, basically, mm-hmm. With maybe a small decline. What do you think the inventory is like right now? Is it growing? Are we going to start to see more homes hitting the market?
You know, it's fairly tight, but not as tight as a lot of other places in California. We're running between 4 and 6 months of inventory. in the industry, 6 months is considered the norm for the amount of inventory available. And what that means is if nothing else came on the market and the current sales rate continued in 6 months, everything would be sold.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We do have availability. It's going to vary dependent on which area in Lake County you're looking at. Some areas are going to be tighter than others.
Is it a competitive market for buyers? Are we seeing multiple offers?
We are seeing multiple offers. We're seeing them in a couple different scenarios. We see some scenarios where the multiple offers actually end up being more than the asking price. And in other cases, we're seeing multiple offers, but not necessarily over the asking price.
You know, industry and unemployment issues have always plagued Lake County. It's always had a really high unemployment rate compared to the surrounding southern, maybe, you know, its neighbors to the south, Sonoma County, of course, and Napa. How is unemployment up there? Is it starting to fall? Are people starting to be able to get jobs, and is industry coming back?
Yeah, definitely. You can see it since the Great Recession. You can see the upswing here. The wine industry, for example, has grown quite significantly over the last several years. We're probably still a little bit above the state average, but in general, the unemployment level has come down significantly.
Right. And affordability is a big thing that supports the housing market up there, isn't it?
Oh, definitely.
Get a lot of commuters.
Yeah, you get a lot of commuters, usually down in South County, headed towards Santa Rosa area.
Mm-hmm.
And then, say, in the Lakeport area, Ukiah would be a pretty reasonable commute from Lakeport.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you end up with, I think, a real ebb and flow reaction to what's happening in the local economy, but also what's happening in the housing market. Santa Rosa has just become really unaffordable for a lot of people. And I think that's why we wanted to have you on the air today, is to talk about some of the growth opportunities that you're seeing in Lake County. And you guys have this open house extravaganza coming up. What is that?
Well, it's an organized event where Lake County realtors have agreed to hold open houses on the same day. And it's going to be 3 days.
Okay.
And we'll get into that in a minute. But the idea is, instead of having a few open houses here and there, to have a lot of them at the same time. That way people can come up to Lake County, take a look at a number of properties, and make more efficient use of their time.
So this sounds like, you know, Michelle, we talk about what brokers do every week is they have their morning marketing meeting where they go and have brokers open, and they'll get up there. And I think on Tuesday there were 8 pages, and there's usually 5 or 6 per page, 5 per page. So that's a lot. And it's a great opportunity for brokers to just, boom, hit a caravan of homes. This is really unique, though, isn't it, Scott, where you can have multiple open houses, not just on a Sunday from 1 to 4, but you guys are extending this over a few days. Tell us more about the date range.
Okay, well, it's going to be the second Saturday in June, July, and August. So the dates are June 10th, which is this coming Saturday, July 8th, and August 12th.
Okay, and how do people get more information about the times and what's going to be on tour, so to speak?
They'll go to our website, which is www.lakecountyopenhouses.com, and there is a list of open houses there.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that, folks. It's lakecountyopenhouses.com, and what you're saying here, Scott, is they can go there, see what the houses are, see what the time frames are, and learn more information?
Yes, exactly, and then when you get there, it'll have the open house information. If you click on the street address, it'll call up a much more detailed listing view of that particular property.
That's great. Do you have, I guess, early counts for this Saturday? How many open houses do you expect?
Yeah, we're running about 50 now.
Oh, whoa. My gosh.
Wow. Yeah, so
that's no joke.
Yeah, we're pleased that our realtors have responded and have agreed to do this all at the same time, and we really think it'll be beneficial to any person that's looking for a home in Lake County.
I think it's intimidating for buyers who don't know the Lake County market, but they can't afford it here. They know what they want. They want a 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom home. A lot of move-up buyers that feel stuck, they can take that equity, sell their house in Santa Rosa, or if they're renters, with a low down payment, get into a house in Lake County. I mean, if we're talking about a median home price of, say, he said 230 or so, you can get in with an FHA loan or a conventional loan at 3 to 3.5% down, plus closing costs. I mean, you're 10 to 15 grand all in down payment.
Wow.
And your payment on that mortgage is, I don't know, $1,500 a month with taxes and insurance. Folks, this is a tremendous opportunity. I love the idea of this extravaganza, Scott.
Yeah, George, thank you. We're excited about it, and we really hope that people will come from out of county and take a look, as well as, you know, people in Lake County will come and look. Maybe they're looking to move up, looking for a little more space. So a number of different approaches, a number of different buyers should be attracted to this event.
Well, they should. And I think there's another factor, which is it's difficult to get to see so many houses over a short period of time. And a lot of times people are intimidated. They feel like they need to call the listing agent, set an appointment. Mm-hmm. They feel like they need to have an agent to go see. This is an opportunity where they can go on their own, I presume, right? They don't need an agent to go with them.
Nope, they don't need an agent to go with them. If the agent does ask them if they're working with a realtor, and they are, they should identify that.
Okay. That's always good practice, sure.
Yep, that's the standard industry practice.
Yep. And so, Scott, is this something that you think you'll be carrying in the seasons to come? Is this an experiment?
Yeah, this is a kind of a kick the tires type situation where we're going to run it, like I said, for the three Saturdays, see how it goes, and then if it goes well, then we're going to do it on a regular basis.
Okay, I love it. Hey, Scott Nickmeyer, he's the Association Executive for Lake County Association of Realtors, hosting this huge, cool event coming up this Saturday, and then in the subsequent months there'll be other events called the Open House Extravaganza. And hey, Scott, give us that website one last time.
Yeah, it's www.lakecountyopenhouses.com.
Okay, we'll have it on our Facebook page too. So those of us, those of you listeners that are fans of our page, you can go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. Hey, Scott, thanks so much for coming on the air today with us.
Thank you, George. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll have you back. I want to hear how it went.
All right. Sounds great.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, folks. That was, again, Scott Nickmeyer, Association Executive of Lake County Association of Realtors.
That sounds like it's going to be great.
Great idea.
Yeah.
You know, extravaganza.
And even better, take maybe your pre-approval from Bay Equity with you when you go up.
Right. And then when you come back down, come see Peggy Sue.
Yes.
We're going to talk more about that in the next segment when we're joined by Orhan Sarabi. Folks, I'm George Adair, and we'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is Steve Jackson, host of The Drive, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO. If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
Hey, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Did you get a second mortgage or home equity line of credit before the mortgage meltdown? If so, you might be in for a big shock because many of these loans have balloon payments or scheduled payment increases after the first 10 years. Now, I don't know about you, but the last thing I want to deal with is a higher house payment or an unexpected balloon payment. To find out if or when your loan payment is going to increase or if you have a balloon payment, call the mortgage experts at Bay Equity Home Loans right now. We specialize in helping people just like you replace equity lines of credit before they become a problem. Call Bay Equity Home Loans at 707-583-8100. Again, that's 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com. With offices in Santa Rosa, Roner Park, and Petaluma, Bay Equity is your home for loans.
Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval, NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law, and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
Family owned since 1950. Find out today why thousands of homes and businesses trust Clark Pest Control. No matter what your pest problem is, Clark can help. Visit clarkpest.com or call 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU. That's 1-800-WE-NEED-YOU.
Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hey, thanks again to Scott Nickmeyer. He's the Association Executive at Lake County Association of Realtors. Provided some real leadership there. That's pretty cool. The extravaganza coming up.
Yeah, impressive. 50 homes all at the same time. That is going to be amazing.
It really is. And so, you know, we like this show. We like to support these types of initiatives to really spawn interest in housing. But, you know, mortgage finance is a big part of that conversation.
And right.
You shouldn't even be looking at open houses, in my opinion, until you know what you can qualify for.
People really,
you know, a lot of people get really, they get misled by mortgage calculators and they essentially don't have a good grasp on what they qualify for. Then you're really just taking up a lot of your own time to go find a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, folks, that's where you got to give us a call at Bay Equity Home Loans. We're at 707-583-8100 and we'll help you explore your options, make sure that you understand what the different type of loan programs are.
Mm-hmm.
First-time homebuyer programs are really nothing more than regular homebuyer programs, but people think, oh, I'm a first-time homebuyer. There must be something special. There's a couple very isolated programs out there, but for the most part, you don't get anything special. So you got to really give us a call and understand what your options are before you just start going out and looking at houses.
How long does it take to get the pre-approval?
Good question. Once I get the financial package in with the loan application, I run the credit. We do some verifications of the income and employment, and then we look at your down payment money. That's about a 24 to 48 hour process.
Oh, really? That quick?
And then, yeah, boom, you get a pre-approval certificate, and you can go out and go shopping for your house.
Okay.
And really start to get an idea of what your money will get you. And I think that's why this trend from the conversation we've had, which is there's a trend of people are starting to not buy in Sonoma County because they can't afford it. I think there's a division of wealth starting to happen here, and you're starting to see it in the housing market where you have the haves and the have-nots.
Mm-hmm.
And the renters, they can't even afford to rent here sometimes. So
right.
If you find yourself in that situation, but you really want to own, and there's so many great benefits to home ownership, then Lake County is really up and coming. And I think there's also a misunderstanding about the fires and what it did up there.
Right.
If you haven't been up to Lake County, it's fine. Like there's, you know, it's not like the towns were devastated commercially. They protected a lot of those businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And the houses themselves were also well protected. And yes, while there was great and tremendous loss, there's tremendous opportunity to buy real estate up there in great communities.
Yeah.
Hidden Valley Lake communities, you know, is a great community, for example. And Middletown's a cool town.
It is. I love Middletown.
Yeah.
You got
You got that deli right there. It's just got great food.
Yep.
So anywho, it's real interesting. You know, we were talking before about the Measure C rent control, and I just want to reiterate. So it didn't pass because I don't think it addressed the concerns of renters in a way that was meaningful enough. And it was close. And I think there was more money against Measure C than there was for it.
Oh, by far. Yes.
Yeah. 5-1 or some number I saw. Yeah, it was something huge.
Something big.
What you have to understand about Measure C is it just didn't go far enough, in my opinion, to help renters and to help property owners. Look, renters and property owners have to coexist in a meaningful and successful way.
Right.
You don't want slumlords in our community. We don't want people who come in, you know, collect their government-paid Section 8 rent, don't keep houses up. We want people that are keeping the houses up. And but also being able to cover their expensive housing costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive, you know. So there's a balance there. But I know that there's also a lot of pain. There's a lot of folks that are just, they can't afford their rent. There's a lot of landlords that have jacked rent up 15% in one move, 20% in one move.
Yeah.
And that hurts.
It does hurt because your income doesn't go up 20%. So
no.
How are you supposed to cover it?
In fact, there's, you know, there's suggestion study out there that median income is not pacing with median home price.
Yeah.
And median rents. So if they're not keeping up with each other, you really have a problem. Hey, so I want to give you a couple community announcements. There is, of course, the Peggy Sue event coming up, and that's June 9th and June 10th. It's at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds, and I'm excited that there's a cruise.
Yes, we love the cruise.
The cruise is always a ton of fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So come on out for that event.
Is that in downtown Santa Rosa?
Yeah, the cruise is downtown. They always take a nice route around downtown. Uh-huh. And
that'll be fun with the new Courthouse Square, because there'll be lots of places to see it on either end of the square, either side there.
Yeah, there will be. And also, we always park out in front of Bay Equity Home Loans office.
Right.
A little plug there.
Yeah.
Again, that's going on June 9th and 10th mm-hmm. at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And then I also want folks to know that in Windsor, mm-hmm. I have an office.
Yes, you do.
I'm a Windsor guy. A couple things have happened there. First off, the Thursday night concerts have started.
Oh, yes.
Well, they start this Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And
Bay Equity is a sponsor. Nice.
Love that. Nice. So come on out to the Windsor Town Green. That's always a fun time.
Uh-huh.
We enjoy it. My family. We keep our gear in the office.
Oh, yeah. How convenient.
And then I haul it out.
All your little low back chairs.
Yeah.
And...
Well, have you ever seen what happens in the morning?
No.
Okay. So it's chaos.
Okay.
So you end up with all these people racing to the green.
Uh-huh.
Can't get there too soon.
Right.
But if you get there too late, you're not going to get a spot.
Right.
And there's these coveted spots where you can put up your easy ups.
Oh.
You know, your temporary cabanas.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you got to have a place
You do it fancy.
You do. You got to have a place for your cheese and wine, right?
Right.
And keep out of the sun while you're out in the sun.
Uh-huh.
It's always a fun time. So
oh,
we keep
my goodness.
Our gear
okay.
right there. Uh-huh. Yeah. We enjoy sponsoring it because it's a community event. But hey, you know, I have other news.
What's that?
We are now the owners of the Windsor Bike Shop.
That's right.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
My wife and I. So Laura and I bought the Windsor Bike Shop.
Wow.
And we're super excited about it. So there's blowout specials always happening.
Uh-huh.
And we're super excited. So come
and you're
visit
a biking
us.
Guy. So
I'm a cycling guy.
That's the perfect thing for you. I think that's so cool.
It is. And Laura's really running the show with the support of really good staff. We're mm-hmm. really happy to have mm-hmm. them there. New local ownership. It was previously owned by some folks that they were out of town. They just couldn't make it up here as much as they probably liked to. So we bought it, and we're super excited.
That's so great.
Yeah, so kids' bikes and adult bikes and cruisers and all kinds of stuff.
Nice.
Going on there.
You have to have your own little fondo.
Yes, I should do something like that.
I think that would be so much fun. Wow.
All right, so what else do we have on the agenda here?
Do you know what else is happening in Windsor this weekend?
Oh, yes, tell me.
The Sonoma County Hot Air Balloon Classic.
So I'm going to try and get down for that.
Yeah. Now, it's an early event.
It is. 5 a.m. is
Dawn Patrol, but the gates open at 4 a.m., which is painful. But
it's really painful. Yeah.
I'm announcing on Saturday.
Do you have like an easy pass lane as you ride your bike? So you can kind of go in real quick.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to ride my bike down.
Oh, good. That's
and
smart.
I was surprised. I did that a couple years ago, and there was no one else riding their bike in.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked. Huh. But they were driving in.
Oh, yeah.
And that, if you don't get there early enough, you miss it.
You do miss, yeah.
I remember texting some friends that were driving, mm-hmm. and they had no chance of getting in. So what do you guys, are you recommending people park anywhere else? Is there shuttles parking?
At Windsor High School.
Good.
They,
good for people to know that.
Because you can park there. They've got a lot of parking space area, and it's just a short walk from the Windsor High School parking area mm-hmm. over to Kaiser Park, where the event is.
Yes.
And it's also nice because that helps the Windsor Boosters, so it helps out with their
If you don't know where Kaiser Park is, it's where the big balloons are. you can't miss it. Yeah. You know how like when you drive by like a car dealership and you're like, gosh, there's a blimp hang above that thing. And you're, oh, got me again. It's a balloon.
It's a balloon.
So you're going to have like how many? 40 of them or crazy number?
I think it's around 30.
So I went a little high.
But there's some fantastic shapes this
year. I am bullished.
There's a bumblebee, which I've never seen before. That's going to be really cool.
Wow.
Pencil Boy is back. There's two new shapes. They were actually built this year. Tom and Jerry, basically.
That's cool.
So, and those,
are they going to be chasing each other in the sky?
That's funny. They may be, but I think they're also going to be doing tether rides, and the tether rides are really cool because you get a chance to sort of still be attached to the ground, but go up about 50 feet in the air and feel what it's like to be in a hot air balloon.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very affordable.
If you haven't been above the Sonoma County landscape, it's actually pretty amazing.
Yeah. You got to go up with Laura, right?
I went up with Laura, and we were in the crazy, we were in the Angry Bird balloon.
Yeah, right.
Because we had sponsored it that year. And we hovered over 101.
Oh,
we didn't move for like 10 minutes. And it was really eerie. Yeah. You know, we were a few hundred feet above 101 and you're looking down and these cars, and you know they're looking at you and you're, right. I was hoping no one would wreck because we're like right there. You know, like people are like, what is that guy doing? Yeah. We had a really odd pilot.
Uh-huh.
So he was going to settle down before we went over to 101. He was going to set us down between the Chevron and Shell gas station in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, no, no, no.
He was absolutely determined to do it. I said, no. No way, you're crazy. Oh, it's fine. There's a freeway on that side, and they got two gas stations because there's hot air balloon.
Oh, my right? gosh.
Jackass. Can I say that on the radio?
Well, you did.
I did. FCC.
He is not going to be with us this year. He's not been invited back.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. But you know what? It's a great event and really well managed by you and organized by you, I should say.
Yeah, I'm not on the board this year, but I was on the board for the last 2 years.
Before that, too, you participated?
I participated. Helped our stations promote it and announced it, and I love it. It's a great, great event.
So lots of good things coming, mm-hmm. And this is why we love it. We pay so much in Sonoma County for all these great events, right? But hey, again, let's reiterate, you've got the extravaganza, the open house extravaganza. Mm-hmm. That's up in Lake County. As Scott Nick Meyer from the Association of Realtors in Lake County, he told us all about this. You can go to lakecountyopenhouses.com, check it out. There's going to be about 50 open houses. You don't need a realtor.
Right.
But if you want to go with intent and purpose, you should get pre-approved first. Mm-hmm. So call us at Bay Equity Home Loan, 707-583-8100. And we will help you get started on that pre-approval. Till then, folks, have a great weekend enjoying all these community events. We'll see you next Wednesday.